Hello everyone, welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host Sakif, and today we are going to explore content marketing with my guest Ryan Leet. But before we do that, I just want to thank the digital marketing startup CSTubeBoss. CSTubeBoss is a digital marketing startup that provides marketing solutions to marketers and content creators. They're currently working on their own streaming sites for content creators, but however, they do have an e-commerce store where they're selling digital products. So if you want to check out the stores, the link is down in the description box. Now back to the topic. What is the importance of content marketing for an entrepreneur? So according to Gary Vaynerchuk, one of the best digital marketer in the world, the number one variable of growing your business is practical, doable, and achievable when it comes to being how serious you are making content on the internet. He also said that social media is not broken. It is you who is broken. Content marketing is a process of creating and distributing digital assets such as blog posts, videos, ebooks, technical and solution briefs, and variety of other digital content that will provide information to your audience. It is very important for your search engine optimization. So we are going to explore the importance of content marketing even more and look at the strategies with my guest for today, Ryan Leet, who is an online marketing specialist. So let me just go ahead and bring him on Talking BizTech. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Thank you so much for your time. We're doing well. Thank you for asking. So Ryan, before we jump into content marketing, I just want to get to know you a little better. And since this is your second time on the show, tell the audience who you are.
Well, my name, first and foremost, is Ryan Leet. I am a affiliate marketer for quite a couple of companies, and I also run my own contracting business, and I'm a dad of six. And currently right now I'm on vacation.
Perfect. I apologize for disturbing you in your vacation, but
perfectly fine.
I always want to have you as a guest on my podcast one way or another. You are a valuable guest. Well, if I want to educate my customers when it comes to content marketing or digital marketing. My question to you is, what is content marketing according to you?
Well, to me, every marketer out there has something different to sell.
True.
But I personally think products will sell themselves. But as an affiliate, you're not selling products. You want to sell yourself. So like if you want people, to funnel into your e-commerce store or whatever it is you have to offer, you kind of have to, be the person they want to purchase from or follow or become a marketer, as a mentor. I don't know the word. What's the word I'm looking for? I guess you want to be the person they want to be. You know what I mean?
True. That's true.
Like the products, any product will sell itself, honestly. Because like today, big things, like me personally, I sell CBD oil. I sell clothing and makeup and health products and et cetera, et cetera. And personally, I think all those things sell themselves. But in order to get people attracted to that stuff, I have to be the person that not only sells the things, but also uses as well. Like I'm a very, very big on THC-free CBD oil.
Wow.
For not only me, but my, like, my pets and my friends' pets and et cetera, et cetera. And I truly love the product that I sell and use. And I recommend it highly to everybody and anybody. But again, everybody's different.
That's true. I agree. Yeah, people are different. And
exactly.
Yeah, and you know, like, opinion from different people matters. Ryan, you are affiliated with many companies, like you mentioned.
Yes.
Tell me about the journey of your content marketing. How did you get started? What inspired you?
Okay, so what really inspired me to become an affiliate marketer, believe it or not, about 8 years ago now. Wow, 8 years ago. About 8 years ago, my father took a minor stroke, and I was online looking for something to help him with his health and his well-being. And I come across a company called Enagic. And what they do is they sell medical water systems, and it produces alkaline water. And I learned that the alkaline water will help bring your body back into balance and bring down blood pressure and all of those things. And once I got into it, like, I was expecting all of these big dreams and all of these things to come true. And I'm not going to lie, they didn't come true at first. I realized it's really hard work, takes a lot of dedication and believing in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself or your products, you know, people are not really going to buy your BS, right?
That's true.
So I started using the water, and I've noticed a significant difference in not only my health, but my family's health as well. And from there, I was hooked, and I kept sharing my stories. And next thing you know, I got followers. I got people asking me to come and do, like, demonstrations in their homes. And it blew up from there, and it's been so fun and amazing.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing us your journey. And Ryan, if you don't mind, I'm going to share my research with my viewers. So if you I'll just take a minute from you. Basically, what's the importance of content marketing for entrepreneurs? Why do you need content marketing for your business? Number one, everybody knows this: content is king. It also set yourself apart from your competitors. Every brand is a wealth of valuable content that connects you with your company's audience. And the main reasons why entrepreneurs need content marketing is because it can improve your brand reputation. It helps you to influence conversion from a visitor to a customer. It will improve your SEO strategies, like I mentioned at the start of this podcast, like your search engine optimization. It is a cost-effective way to bring in leads and showcase your subject matter expertise. You are able to build relationship with your customers. Now, Ryan, I have a question for you. What are some of the content strategies that helped you this year? Like, can you tell me some of the valuable content strategies that can help other people too?
Well, you know, I've tried many, many different strategies, like, you know, putting out their content out there that, you know, this changes that. And I'm not going to lie, it didn't work for me. What really worked for me was me being myself. Like, don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. You know, put yourself out there, and, you know, it'll happen. It takes time, but, you know, be yourself. Don't change who you are for anything or anybody, because people, they'll see right through it. You know what I mean? If you try to be something you're not, again, it kind of shows. True. Because people stutter, don't get me wrong, stuttering and all that just shows you that you're, you know, a real person, and you're not some scam artist trying to out to get people's credit card numbers. Because personally, I don't want your credit card. I want you. No, so please, be yourself.
That's fair. Yeah. No, I completely understand what you're implying. Ryan, you're a huge fan of social media sites like TikTok, Facebook. So I just want to know, like, pardon me?
Big time,
yeah. I always see you active in social media sites. Mm-hmm. What social media channels do you use to promote your contents?
Personally, I use Facebook because a lot of the things I was taught was through Facebook, but I'm learning to use other social media platforms like Twitter, TikTok especially, you know, because you can have a lot of fun with TikTok and I love having fun. There's a few other ones, but I'm still learning myself with all of these newer platforms that are coming out. So yeah, I tend to stick mostly to Facebook.
Oh, wow. Oh, Facebook. Okay. Wow.
But again, it doesn't hurt to try and test out the waters and, you know, again, throw yourself out there.
Do you recommend any other social media sites to my viewers?
Another good one is LinkedIn. LinkedIn, you can connect with like-minded entrepreneurs and you can learn many, many, many things from people on there. And everybody is so friendly and willing to teach.
Oh, wow. No, that's great. Thank you so much for that information. Definitely, people should test the water and figure out which social media sites work for them. I just want to keep this podcast short for today. So I'm just going to ask you the one last question. And since you're in vacation too, so I don't want to ruin your vacation.
No, we're good.
Ryan, what tips and advice do you have for people who wants to who are getting into content creation or content marketing? Like, what advice or what tips do you have for them?
Well, from my point of view and the many, 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 many failures I've had along my journey, don't give up. Don't give up, because when you give up, that's when you fail. That's failure is not an option when it comes to being a content marketer. Even a video with one like on it is still, you know, one like. You know, you got to look at the glasses half full, you know, keep putting it out there. Just don't give up. Because, again, when you give up, that's when you fail. And if people start seeing your consistency and no matter what, even negativity coming on your content, you know, just look past it. Don't react on it, because negativity only gets more negativity. So keep going with the positivity and keep going. And I promise you, you will achieve goals you've never thought possible.
Thank you so much for that advice. It's very, very valuable I hope it'll. It's very valuable to my viewers and myself. And I hope, we should just be consistent, never give up, go for it, test the water in order to promote your contents. There are billions of contents now on the internet, and it's very tough to stand out. But do what's right and be a problem solver. I think that's one of the best advice as well. So Ryan, thank you so much for your time. I'm just gonna turn off your screen, but you can stay there. We'll talk in a bit.
Perfect. Thanks again. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. You're very welcome. Bye for now. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to Talking BizTech, and do not forget to like, share, and subscribe. I'll be back next month with a new podcast. I hope the the information about content marketing was valuable to you. And thank you again, and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.